Yes, I agree that the question was, as a trans woman, as a transgendered woman, there is an issue sometimes with women, women-born women, if you will, not wanting transgendered women in their bathrooms. And what you're saying is the similarity, the connection, the substitution is in the 50s and in the 60s it said white only until 1963. We had white only bathrooms, white only water fountains, white only restaurants, all those kinds of things. And is that very similar? And I say that is absolutely similar. And it is, by the way, a reasonable substitution to make. It's so I say to folks, yes. And it made no more sense. And the white women who were, in fact, uncomfortable having black women, there weren't Latino and Asian women in the places where this was true, although it wasn't true in California. But the white women who were uncomfortable said, well, it's just not done. And their discomfort had nothing to do with fear, if you will, that something would happen, like the black women, you know, would come in and, I don't know, beat them up, you know, instead of going to the bathroom, because we were going to go pee, but no, I thought, okay, I know what I'll do. Kick this white woman's rear, because, you know, I am, after all, black. Yeah, you know, yeah, so what else would I be doing? So, I think that that's a perfect analogy, and I am always the person who says, I don't understand why people care who pees with you. I just don't get that. There are things I care about, okay? I mean, seriously, I care about, you know, who educates my children because I want to be really smart people, okay? And I don't care who they sleep with. I just want to be really smart teachers. But when I get to peeing, I just am at the place where I don't get why I would care who's in there peeing with. First of all, women pee in stalls. So it's not like we're all standing out there in the middle squatting in some hole together, folks. I mean, I could understand if we all had to squat. Maybe that would work for you. I don't know. But we go in, we sit down, we close it. Not only do we close the door, we lock the door, okay? And if the door doesn't have a lock on it, we put our foot against the door, okay? There are a whole bunch of them who have peed like this, okay? For great fear that somebody's going to open the door. I don't know what we're afraid they're going to do. They're going to go, oh, my look at you! So, yes, I think it's a perfect metaphor. I think it's a perfect substitution. Yes.
Buy a CD in this workshop.
Yeah, buy a CD in this workshop because every time, just somebody says to you, you know, well, I'm not. And they probably won't tell you straight up. They'll tell him. He'll tell her. She'll tell you, well, some of the women aren't comfortable. I'm like, peeing is not a long process. It's a 2-minute. We're in, we're out, get over it. Okay, it ain't a relationship. We're not picking up nobody. I mean, there are a couple of bars where, you know. But in our organization, I swear to God, okay, it's just a go in there, pee, and leave. Now, guys, I don't know. You all do it weirdly, okay? You're all just standing out there, peeing in the same things, okay? I don't get that. But women, we got to stall. Leave it alone. Let her pee. Give her a break, you know? You gotta pee. Come on. You want to wear stickers. Let her pee. Okay. There's gotta be some. There we go. We got a movement. Let her pee. Okay? So we'll start wherever it is you are, by God, we're gonna start a movement. Let her pee. All right?